My next guest won the Headline Ireland Special Recognition Award at the Mental Health Media Awards earlier this month. Blessing Dada is an Afro-Irish mental health advocate whose message is a very simple one. Mental health struggles do not discriminate. Blessing, thanks for coming in to talk to us this morning.
Thank you so much.
I wanted to speak to you, Blessing, because I was at the Mental Health Media Awards and I heard you speak at them after you won that award. And you were so impressive in your acceptance speech of that award. So firstly, congratulations on that. Did it come as a surprise?
Yeah, it did a little bit because I just wrote the article back in August and it was just a lot of things were going through my mind and I was just like, let me just write it to get it off my chest. And then someone suggested that I should go for it and I was just like, oh, I'll just throw it in. And yeah, and then getting shortlisted and then attending the event. And yeah,
delighted to win. Yeah. For people who haven't read that article, you might tell us a little bit about what you wrote. And I guess the general theme of it was what I said there, that suffering from struggles with your mental health doesn't discriminate. It really can happen to anybody. But tell us what you wrote in that piece.
So in my article, I kind of talked about the inclusion in the mental health conversation happening in Ireland. And just kind of like a little bit from my own experience as an Afro-Irish and as a Christian as well. Kind of the reason why I wrote the article was with Spun Out. Spun Out is kind of like an information page for young people by young people. I wanted to be that person that I wish I had grown up because when I was younger, I struggled with my mental health for a long time. And I would like read different articles to see if there was anyone feeling the same way I am coming from the way I look and stuff like that. And I didn't see anything like that. So I kind of wrote that and hopefully there's someone out there that knows that they're not going through the same thing.
So talk to me a little bit about your background. You were born in Dublin. Your mom is from Nigeria. What was your childhood like or when did you start to realise or acknowledge that, you know, you're inside your head, your mental health wasn't always very positive?
I think I've always struggled a little bit here and there as a kid. And then I kind of realized how bad it got when I was between ages of 12, 14. I was bullied growing up just with other stuff happening in my life as well. And then especially with the bullying, I always struggled with identifying with who I am. Mostly it would be comments like I act too white or I talk white and that type of stuff, and being too white for the black community and then being too black for the white community. I didn't know where like I would sell in, and that kind of made me struggle with my identity growing up. And then chronic illness. And
you have fibromyalgia as well. Yeah. So you've suffered with that.
Yeah.
When did it come to a tipping point for you, or when did you realize that you were going to have to try and get help, that you couldn't sort out what was going on in your head by yourself?
The first time I was 14 and my friend's sister died at the time. And then I kind of opened up at home saying that, you know, I'm struggling and I need to get help. And the comments I got back were, therapies is only for people like her, like my friend, and you know that like you're strong enough. And but when I realized that I needed help and then getting that comment back, I kind of shut down then afterwards and then tried to kind of stay strong, I guess. And then beginning of this year and August was when I was kind of like struggling really bad.
And how bad did it get, Blessing?
Just with a lot of situations happening in my life, I was always the type of person that would try and see the good light in other situations or try and fix the situation. And it just got too much, I guess, especially this year, because, you know, I'm 20 now and people are moving on in their life. And I felt like I was stuck in the same situation from like the age of 4 up to now. And, you know, I was kind of thinking like, how am I going to move on? And you hear people say there's always light at the end of the tunnel, but I'm like, you know, it's almost like 15, 16 years. Like, when is that going to come? So I was just kind of a breaking point. And yeah.
And who did you reach out to when that happened then?
My two best friends, Foley and Ziba. They're their last names, actually. So Owen Foley and Adam Ziba. They're my two best friends. And I felt like I could always open up to them no matter what. And my friend Foley, he's always known everything about my life inside out. So I felt very comfortable with saying how I felt, and there is no judgment at all coming from him. And my friend Ziba was the same. Like, he's studying a gaming course at the moment, and sometimes I'm like, why aren't you studying a psychology course?
Because he's helped you so much.
Yeah, like, he's just really good with trying to keep me calm and trying to help me see ahead of my situation.
Talk to me a little bit about what you said there about the response that you got at home. And this is something that you said in your speech as well, that, you know, it's bad luck enough, I guess, if you have to struggle with mental health challenges. But you felt it was a bit of a double whammy if you're part of a minority group or if you're anyway different. And that has fed in to the response that you've gotten at home when you try and bring up mental health and therapy and needing to look for help. Tell me a bit more about how that's manifested itself.
So I grew up in a Christian household. So it would kind of be, if you have any problems, just bring it to God and it'll be all sorted. Which to me is like, I still believe in that. But at the same time, I think for me personally, I believe that like God can work through other people such as therapists and your friends and even medication as well, you know. But that wasn't seen the same way in the community and back home as well. So I've kind of always struggled with my faith as well, but I still hang on to it because that's how I would try and get through struggling with mental struggles.
I think the other quite profound thing that you spoke about that day when you accepted your award was you're not out the other end yet. You know, you're still on this journey. And I know somebody else spoke at the event where they said that sometimes it's not that helpful to hear from people who have struggled from their mental health and then they're fully better, because that nearly seems like too far away for a lot of people. Mm. And sometimes it can be more helpful to hear from somebody who's in the thick of it. So somebody who's still struggling, but starting to see bits of light, but is still in the middle of it, because I think that's more tangible for someone if they're only at the very start of their journey. And I think that's why what you have to say will really resonate with people. But you are still in the thick of it. You don't consider yourself better, or you know you have a long way to go, but you're doing everything you can do at the minute to try and get that help.
Yeah, I was kind of nervous because it was only about 2.5 months, three months ago where I got to such a low point in my life. And I was kind of anxious that day as well because, you know, I'm still very early in the trying to recover. And I was kind of like, am I doing the right thing being here? Or like, should I wait until I'm further down in
the
recovery?
Line. Mm.
I don't know. I just think it's important to just stay true to myself and just say it as it is.
So when you look back to 3 months ago now, how far have you come? I know, as you say, you're only on the journey, but how is your life different now to say what it was like 3 months ago?
I'll be honest, I think it's still the same, but Piada House has really helped me in trying to just knowing that there's people who are willing and loving to help me is just really overwhelming, especially like strangers. And I'm kind of like, everyone has a purpose in life and sometimes people just need help seeing that, and that's what Piada House has done for me. But yeah, no, it's still hard, but I have my friends help me.
And they're really important to you. And you said that day as well, that, you know, if you can be that person for somebody, I guess that's your final message for people. If you can look out for others and be that good friend and that light at the end of the tunnel when someone can't see it.
Yeah.
You'd really encourage people to do that.
Yeah, definitely. Because growing up, I've always been bullied till 17, 18. And I didn't really have that much friends, and I still don't really. But my two best friends know that, so they've been so consistent to my life and I couldn't be more grateful for them.
keep going. I hope Pieta House provides that help. I'm sure they will to you, that you need to move forward and try and stay strong and keep going. And I just want to say congratulations again on that award. And people can read that article that you wrote on spunout.ie.
Yeah.
People will find it there. But blessing, Dada, thanks so much for coming into us today.
Thank you.